All right, welcome back inside Belk Arena. It's halftime here. Davidson leading LaSalle 39-23. Justin Parker here with you. Joined courtside by Davidson Hall of Famer John Gurdy, who scored 2,483 points in his Davidson career.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's not bad, huh? I can't count it. Can't that high.
How you doing?
Not very good at math. I'm doing great.
Yeah.
Live in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and spend most of my time running a nonprofit that I founded up there called Music for Everyone, musicforeveryone.org. But we raise money and resources for school and community music programs and invest those resources to try to cultivate the power of music as an educational community building and a public health tool.
Good stuff. How often do you get back to Davidson?
Usually at least once a year. Usually I try to find two home games that are close together and come down for a few days. Actually, I used to be down a lot more frequently. Our son just graduated last year.
Okay.
So so that was fun having you know one of your kids go to Davidson.
Right. Absolutely. When you come back, what do you think about Davidson basketball now? They're in the A-10. You've got bright lights all the time. You've got national TV a lot.
Yeah.
New practice facility.
Yeah, it's good. It's good stuff. Although the pregame warm-ups with all the lights and the music and stuff, that's a little bit much for me. But yeah, it's exciting stuff. It's good. It's a beautiful place. The A-10 is the perfect conference for them. Mm-hmm. You know, they've proven they can compete there, and I think it really does add, exposes the program and the college to a much broader group of folks out there. So yeah. The campus is beautiful. Everything seems to be thriving. So it's always fun to come back to the Holy City, as I refer to it.
I've heard that before. Yeah. Now, until this moment, we have not met, but I've seen your picture over the years quite a bit. How would you describe what we're looking at right here with number 33?
I don't remember what year that was, but it was my really large Afro day.
Yeah.
You know, I would put my fro up against anybody out there.
Yeah.
So that's what it was. And although not as much up there as there used to be.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit different. You know.
Well, you just wrote a book and illustrated it as well, right?
I did. Yeah. Yeah. This is my sixth book. I've written five prior to this, which were more academic in nature in terms of looking at the role of sport and music and the arts in our educational system and society. But this has been a fun one. It's a children's book, although it does people of all ages can get something out of it, and it's called the Alpha Bone Orchestra.
Okay.
And I started taking up painting about 2 years ago, and that's been a lot of fun. And I always wanted to write a children's book, and but the thing that would always the barrier on that was always the illustration part of it. So learning how to paint, and started this series where it's an alphabet book, and I go through music themed alphabet book, and I go through all the letters, 52 of them, uppercase and lowercase, and I incorporate a bell of a horn into every instrument, like the end of a trombone or a trumpet, and then have a fun, funky little character. I call him Dr. Dude B. Funky, who has a triangle head, and it's very kaleidoscopic colors and use of alliteration. And I also consider it my there's a glossary of musical terms and instruments, and I could almost consider it like your child's first music lesson.
Gotcha.
So it's available at Alpha Bone, as in alphabet, Alpha Bone, .com. And it's a fun, I'm proud of it. It's a fun piece of work.
That's good stuff, man. What any first half observations?
Well, first of all, I like to score.
Yeah.
They're playing pretty well. I tell you what, the one thing that I've and I don't get to see him all that often. I try to catch the games on TV, and sometimes I listen on the radio station, particularly with my man Rich Perky is doing the color on away games. But the one thing about a Bob McKillop team that I've always enjoyed watching, and I think it really is a testament to what a great coach he is that teams are always significantly better at the end of the year than they are at the beginning of the year.
Absolutely.
And when it's all said and done, that's really all you can ask. You know, that the team improves as the year goes on, and he's consistently done that for almost 30 years now.
Well, John, it's been great to see you. Great to finally meet you. I think you're one on the list that I had not met yet. So great to meet you, and good to see you, and always welcome back here at Davidson, of course.
Appreciate it. All right, thanks.